And this is Leah speaking, so you have to imagine a 40-something woman who's owning a bookstore in Paris and has lost her husband and is not sure where her kids are right now. I've long considered the front of our bookstore a trap, one carefully set. This is as it must be. Although we are in the wearyingly popular Marais district, we are in the lower Marais, closer to the Seine, but farther from the falafel stands and creperies, the pedestrian streets, and thus the crowds, and thus customers. One side of our block is almost entirely taken up with the blank back wall of a monastery, which may or may not be occupied. Despite all the bells, I've never seen a monk on the sidewalk. Opposite the monastery, a succession of shops like ours, peering out from the ground floors of anonymous, flat-front buildings in various shades of cream, forever wizening yellow. High above, zinc roofs slowly bruise black. Windows shrug away shutters. Here and there appear flowers or their remains. So too wrought iron railings or their remains. And our store, bright red like an apple, a wound.